sit back and relax. It's time to improve your financial lot in life. Produced at CFIS FM Studios in Prince George, this is your tune-up. And here's your host, Deb Ross.
Hello and welcome. So I have one of my favorite guests of all time here to visit with me again. This is Terry McConachie. She is the executive officer of the Canadian Home Builders Association for Northern British Columbia.
Terry. That was kind of like a really big setup, right? Like, I feel like I'm like way up there.
You are.
And there's only one way to go, and that's like hang on for dear life, and I'm not going to slide off.
No, let's just go higher.
Because I want to stay your favorite person, because that's a real honor.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, let's start off with you then, since we're talking about you.
Yeah.
This is all about you.
Oh, so. My gosh. Thank you. That rarely happens. Right? I'm a grandma. I'm a parent. I'm an employee. I'm a sister, you know, spouse. It's never about me. So, yes. Let's zero in.
Yes, please.
Let's talk about the essence of me.
The important issues. So why do you do what you do, Terry? And where did you get this passion?
You know, I have worked in the nonprofit industry pretty much most of my professional life. And how that came about was when I was a young mother and we were raising young children, I had to find a way to earn extra money outside of my husband's full-time job, because we decided that I would take that time off. And he would go to work and provide for all of us. And then it became five of us. And life comes at you fast, right? All of a sudden we realize, hey, wait a minute. This isn't exactly working. So by the time one child needs braces, you might want to take a family holiday, or, you know, there's repairs to your home. Anyway, I actually started working in the nonprofit world by organizing the Kidney Foundation door-to-door campaign. And then I did the Arthritis Society camp. And I met so many amazing people. And what I learned is it's not the highest paid salary, but the kickback is flexibility and value of work and just meeting some really cool people. So that kind of went all the way along the way till I went to the Fair Board and worked there. And then the Canadian Home Builders was looking for an executive officer. I had never worked with builders. I thought, how hard could it be? And 5 years later, I'm into my sixth year now. I have the best job ever. Not even kidding you. I work with some of the hardest working people that you will ever find. And the ability to work with boards, just that flexibility is everything. And it all stemmed from when I needed it the most, when I needed to earn money, but we also had, somebody had to run the children and the pets and the house and all those kinds of things. So it was, necessity is the mother of invention.
It is.
And it has served me well.
It's a lot of hats to be wearing. So working in the nonprofit world was another hat, but apparently a comfortable hat for you.
It is. I love it. I have a great group of people that are all very smart, and they get together, they cooperate, and they essentially say, okay, Terry, take us over there. And I get to say how to do it.
So now you're with the Canadian Home Builders Association for Northern British Columbia. What is the Home Builders Association? What do you do?
You know what? The Canadian Home Builders Association is a multi-level. There's regional, Prince George for Northern BC. There is provincial, based in Burnaby. And then there's a national level. So there's all those levels together working. There's nine locals in British Columbia. So there's eight other people that do my job for their regions. And essentially what this association wholeheartedly believes with every fiber is that every Canadian has earned the right to own their own home. Regardless of where it is, what size, they deserve shelter and a place to raise their family and have that space that I think Canadians in general, we value. And so that's number one. So as an association, we work with the people who build those homes to make sure that they can do it at the best cost possible, keeping affordability in mind, that they build better, keeping the environment in mind, for instance, and finally, that they're building the product that families really need. People, we were talking about this earlier, families change.
Yes.
Right? So it's just not so easy to just, we'll start in this house and then we'll sell that one, we'll buy this one, and then we'll, when we retire, we'll get another one. That isn't feasible for people as much anymore, just due to the sheer expense. And so, so we're out there to educate builders, connect them with what consumers want and need. So it's all those things, a little bit of advocacy, education, and getting out those messages to our future and current homeowners on how they can best maximize their homes.
It's quite something staggering, actually, to think about our lives in terms of the frame that's always around the memories of our lives. It's our home.
Indeed.
Or it's our relative's home. But there's a structure that frames every family memory. And then, of course, we have the other parts of our memory, the sound memory and the smell memory.
Absolutely.
And those are always attached to structures.
They are, because the structures are inhabited by the people that we love.
That's right.
Right? So, I mean, there's just basic survival that we all need shelter.
Sure.
But above that, it's everything that is dear.
It really is.
To us, you know, so you remember where you brought your baby took their first steps.
Yes.
You remember, I remember when, you know, my kids still talk, because they used to change their bedrooms all the time. Or remember when Michael had that one? No, I think I was upstairs. No, you were downstairs. No, by then I had that bedroom. Right? And they're always kind of attached to our home.
Yes.
Right?
And our seasons of our life are defined by the structures that we live in and the family units.
I think you're right. And now that the kids are gone, now they all have their own homes and they're creating their own families and their memories for their families. And we are just putting in a suite for my mom to move in. So one generation out and another generation in.
Right.
But it's the same structure.
Yes.
Like, what an amazing... what an amazing thing.
That's very flexible.
Yeah.
And it has to be.
Indeed.
Because we are people who need flexibility around us.
Absolutely.
Our lives are busy and crazy.
And we deserve shelter and comfort.
We do.
Right?
We
and
do.
Peace.
We really do. So how many members does our local association include?
Our local association at this time, our membership boundaries are from Williams Lake all the way up. So until you, hit Santa Claus, the Pacific Ocean, or Alberta, that's pretty much us. And so we have just under 100 members at this time.
Okay.
Yeah. So, people, our board, actually, our president has a company in Quesnel. One of our directors has a company in Vanderhoof, and another is in Dawson Creek. So really, that's really changed
the
nature.
That's a broad representation as well.
Indeed, because everything was too focused within this one, within our city. And we realized, oh, heck, there's builders dealing with issues all throughout our region.
Yes.
So we realized that if you're going to represent an industry, you have to represent them wherever they are.
So I have a little bit of a strange question for you, but it's an honest question. Why wouldn't a builder or a contractor want to be a member of the association?
Well, I think, you know what? It is a really great question. And of course, it's my job to get those answers, right? To increase our membership base. And I think merely what it comes down to is if somebody's not a member, they just don't see the value in being a member. Case closed. There's just not a value in it. I think because a member, whether you're a builder or a renovator or a supplier, whether you're a member or not, they're still going to benefit from the work, the advocacy, the push that we do on their behalf, right? So they don't necessarily have to because they're going to benefit in a large way from all the things that we do already. So that's why I'm always really grateful. And that's why we say, look for the logo when you go to hire a builder or a renovator particularly, or spend your hard-earned dollars at a supplier, that those companies, through their membership, are demonstrating that we're not just in here for the short haul. This isn't just a fleeting thing. This is our thing. We are in this for the long term. We take this seriously. This is our job. We build houses so people can make them homes.
Yes. And now, of course, you know our situation, that we've gone through a house fire and a rebuild that
yes.
had a number of hiccups in the whole rebuilding process. However, what I found now our home is finished. We do have some finishing inside that I'm trying to not get comfortable seeing the unfinished work, because that'll probably be a 5-year project.
Oh my gosh,
project,
it happens. Right? It happens so easy.
But what
I know, yeah.
What I found?
Get it done right away, because you're going to get used to it not being done. And then you know when you're going to do it, when you go to sell your house.
Don't say those
That's
things.
That's what's going to
okay,
happen.
You're done talking now.
I know, right?
So what I found in the build process, when the build reverted back to my husband and I responsibility, there is such a community
yes.
of the suppliers and the contractors, the sub-trades. There is a big heart in Prince George within the building community.
Absolutely, there is.
And they are passionate to see projects finished. They really are.
Yes.
Yes.
They want to see, and they're very competitive. Hugely competitive.
Well, that's good.
They will work together against a common enemy, but oh my golly, look out. Right? Like when you're talking about STEPCO, they'll all hold hands, but then the gloves are off, right? And it's like, well, I'm going to build a little bit better than that one over there, but it's good. It's a healthy competition.
It really is.
Right? Because they do take pride
yes.
and they learn from each other. I don't know. They love nothing in this industry, as I'm sure it's the same in most industries. You love to talk about what you're passionate about. You like to talk about what you do. So whenever we get an opportunity to bring them all together, you know, it's really valuable. And they find solutions for each other. Somebody will have an issue with, I don't know, humidity inside the home with all of our airtight builds now. Somebody else will go, well, you just need to, have you tried this? Have you tried that? I mean, it's a real technical. Building a house isn't just hammering nails anymore.
Yeah.
It's a real science. It's a building science of the whole home. And as we move forward to get greater energy efficient homes by 2032, we're looking at net zero ready. That is mandated by the government STEP code. So this is creating quite a buzz. Because and municipalities right now are engaging all across our area with industry to see what that looks like. Step code 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And when you get to that top, your house is essentially producing the energy that it needs to operate. It's pretty cool. Like, we all want to be better on the environment. But so we're seeing something really, really nifty in this industry right now. I don't think it's ever going to be the same.